Hi everyone, my name's David and I'm a geography student. I'm here today to talk about a recent field trip I took to New Zealand's North Island. The area is famous worldwide for its intense geothermal activity, and I was incredibly excited to see it up close.
When you first arrive near the town of Rotorua, the very first thing you notice is the overwhelming smell. Friends who had visited before told me it smelled exactly like burning plastic. However, as soon as I stepped off the bus, I realized it was definitely more like rotten eggs. It's caused by the sulfur dioxide gas escaping from the earth, and you do eventually get used to it. Our first proper stop was the geothermal park to see the boiling mud pools. Because of the various minerals present in the earth, I had fully expected them to be filled with brightly coloured liquids, so it was quite a shock to find that they are actually full of bubbling grey mud. It was mesmerizing to watch it spitting and popping as the heat pushed its way to the surface.
Next up were the geysers. These are natural springs that occasionally shoot hot water into the air. We stood waiting for the most famous one to erupt. The guidebook stated that it usually reaches 20 meters, which is impressive enough, but the day we were there, the pressure was particularly high and the water shot up to 30 meters in the air. The power of it was absolutely incredible.
Of course, this geothermal activity isn't just a tourist attraction. The local Maori people have lived in this area for centuries. I had assumed that they mostly use the hot water for bathing during the colder months. However, the guide explained that historically its main purpose was for cooking. They would lower woven baskets of food into the boiling springs, which is a tradition some still practice today.
The geothermal heat also has a fascinating impact on the local wildlife. I was keenly looking out for native frogs, which I thought might like the damp conditions. Our guide pointed out, though, that the warm ground is actually the perfect habitat for various insects. Because they are so abundant there, it brings in huge flocks of birds to feed on them, creating a unique ecosystem.
The weather can also interact with the geothermal landscape in interesting ways. On our second morning, I was worried that heavy rain would ruin my chances of getting some good photographs. But actually, it was the thick fog rolling in from the nearby mountains that obscured the view. When it mixed with the steam rising from the ground, you could barely see anything.
To really get a sense of scale, we wanted to see the enormous dormant volcano crater that shapes the region. We considered embarking on a long hike to a nearby peak, but we didn't have enough daylight left. Instead, we decided to take a trip in a helicopter. Seeing the crater from above gave me a true appreciation of the massive geological forces at work.
Because the region is relatively remote, it's also a fantastic spot for astronomy. One clear evening, we went out to look at the night sky. I'd set up my camera, hoping to photograph planets, but I was lucky enough to witness a shower of shooting stars. With no city lights around, it was spectacular.
Naturally, preserving this unique environment is a top priority. The mineral crust on the ground is incredibly fragile. They recently removed some of the older wooden bridges, and now, to prevent any irreversible damage to the crust, visitors are strictly told they must stick to the marked path at all times.
People often ask me when is the best time to visit the North Island. Most tourists flock there in the summer months when the weather is warm. But if you want my advice, the dramatic steam effects from the hot springs are much more visible in the cold air of winter, so that's my recommendation.